This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Rerell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out of bed, seeing a broken day of bed. I'm a wood of bed, attitude hanging around a bunch of bad at a bad team, bad law, bad team, bad, 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 bad. We are in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. People dress in plastic bags, direct to travel, some kind of fashion, check it up, should do be all my friend, come around, flutter, porter, brands on the west line, bed bangs of town, one of man, the towns of town, and remains splattered all over Manhattan, should do be, check it. Are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4CBS. Larry Holder will join us at 40 past this very hour. On CBS Sports Radio, he covers the Saints for The Athletic in Nolens. 11:03 East, 8:03 Vegas time. Grant Paulson, middays on The Fan in D.C. Carver High, I think we're on in Vegas again after the Dodgers' repeated failures.
With the end of the baseball season finally here, back on.
So that's what happens is they carry the Dodgers and then they're jinxed every year by doing such. It's a bocce jinx that I've placed on the station, because the fans provide their demand for Pharrell, and then it's ignored. So then they air the baseball games, and then they have a great season. Everybody listens. They get huge ratings, make a lot of money, and then they lose in the World Series every year. And it's like having your, I don't know, wife sleeping with your best friend.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because we start the same time that most Dodger games start, 7 o'clock Vegas time, so it's unfortunate.
It's just a bad decision.
Really, it is.
It really is. A bad decision by them. But there is good news, Mafia, around the corner from what I've been hearing, that we're going back to Vegas to visit our good friends at the D. At the D, we're going to be at the D, it looks like, Mafia, from what I've been told. That's all happening for the Super Bowl.
As we belong to be, as we just, you know, that's where we should be. That's where we should be out there all the time.
Right? We should be living.
What better place for sinners like us than Sin City?
This is very true. We're going back to Vegas Super Bowl. So here, I just wanted to say, the Capitals just scored with a minute left to beat the Penguins. I think it was Oshie. Anyway, so DeSmit, the goalie for the Penguins, getting lit up early. Christmas lights aren't even up yet in most communities. But there you go. Capitals 2-1 over the Penguins. Anyway, have I not been saying lately to you, Carver Hyde, that the Penguins' defense sucks? They look pretty good tonight, though, losing 2-1. This was a great game.
Yeah, they've cleaned it up a little bit tonight, that's for sure. They really have been getting racked coming into tonight.
And then they're going to lose this game now. Do you think they'll score with a minute left and tie it? I don't.
I do not.
So there you go.
See, Malkin got ejected, I believe.
Thrown out of the game this evening, Mr. Gino.
Elbow on Oshie to the head area.
Oh, there you go. A little suspension coming for Most Gino. Likely. It's what I like to refer to in Portuguese as a vacation. Anyway, Larry Holder on the Saints. They got Dez Bryant, right? Finally, he is going to sign this deal, right, with New Orleans? And I guess the question is, did waiting around and staying patient work for Bryant as he now finds himself on a Super Bowl contender? And then he's playing the Cowboys in a couple of weeks, isn't he? In Dallas. So Scott Boras is, he had an annual press conference at the GM meetings. Among the topics, Bryce Harper sweepstakes and saying he doesn't believe the Yankees won't be interested. And he blamed declining attendance on baseball teams not spending money. Le'Veon Bell spotted today playing hoops at a gym in Pittsburgh, allegedly. And it looks like the Steelers could be getting closer to a return from whom the bell tolls. Mafia said he might play that one later tonight. The Floyd Mayweather fight in Japan on New Year's Eve is now off, as he claims he was misled and lied to by promoters and thought he was just going there for an appearance. This is pathetic. It really is pathetic, Carver.
So bizarre. thought he was going there for appearance. Wasn't he standing up there with the guy the other day?
Yeah.
Are you standing there with him? What did he think was going on?
Didn't they already do this? Like, it was all under control, wasn't it? Everything was planned out? No, apparently not. You know what? I think he should just stop with all this BS tripping about MMA, right? I mean, just end it right now. What is he, 50-0? Just end it. What is he, 51? Did he win again?
He can't possibly need more money.
How
right?
much? Wait,
he
what
can't
is,
possibly
what
need
What is he
more?
Now after McGregor fight? Isn't that the last fight he fought? 50-0, right? There you go. Just end it right now. What's the problem? I don't want to see him fight.
I mean, some guys keep doing it because they need the money. He can't possibly need the money.
He doesn't need money. And I don't want him fighting Khabib or GSP
or
all these guys think they can fight everybody. It really is ridiculous. There you go. Get up for all on the bench.com. Every night we got football. Tomorrow, Wake and NC State, Carolina and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Friday, Fresno, Boise. Saturday, Ohio State, Michigan State. Sunday, Saints and Dez Bryant at Bengals. Now on ForAllOnTheBench.com, you get everything. NBA, college, rack. I hit a ton of games last night in the season openers. I just went crazy. NHL, boxing, MMA, all the picks, everything. DFS. Sign up today. It's cheap. You'll love to return. ForAllOnTheBench.com. Don't forget, Pharrell on the Bets, my Westwood One sports betting a daily podcast, Tuesday through Sunday, basically. Six shows a week. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Subscribe free. It's on iTunes, Google Play, WestwoodOnePodcast.com. It's devoted to that day's action, basically, and then obviously with a slant towards Saturday and Sunday's college and pro football. Follow it on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So, what do we have here? I noticed that you weren't watching the Mac football tonight, Carver High. I was a little concerned about, like, you know, there's no football going on here. A little shocked. I walked in and there was little, you know, none of it.
Well, yet. To be fair, there are nights when I come in and I've got a lot to do and I don't go and mess around with all the TVs up there. And also, you know, there are other guys are in there. They're working. They might need some stuff.
Well, one of the games was
getting
great.
And now, if there was a situation where, like, you know, when the Islanders are on, I try to immediately find a TV to right. throw them on. If something like that's happening. But for the most part, I tried, or if the Yankees during the summer. Other than that, I try to, like, just let the guys use whatever TVs they're using. So
Ohio.
Because I'm busy anyway.
Ohio is the big favorite, and they're getting beat by Miami of Ohio right now.
Long time rivalry.
30-28 with 30 seconds left.
I like the Mac. I know we kind of brushed on this last night. I like the Mac playing these Tuesday, Wednesday night games.
Right.
Because we would never watch any of these games.
And we're not watching now. Right. Northern Illinois, 24-9 over Toledo at Northern Illinois. And it's in the third. And that game, I think, is on the deuce. But that's also a big lead for Northern Illinois. I'm a little surprised about Miami of Ohio, to be honest with you. Listen, I think Ohio, they're at their own 11. So they have to go. They have 26 seconds to go, 89 yards. Or they just need a field goal, really. Do you think they can do it in 26 seconds? They have to get a huge chunk of yardage there, Carver High. You know, they got to get down to at least, what, the 35 or the 40 to get a 50-yarder? A kid probably not going to make a 50-yarder with no time left.
I doubt that a kid on that team has the leg to kick a 50-yard field goal. They're probably need to get more.
Because that's where he ended up playing football?
If he could kick 50-yarders, he wouldn't be kicking that.
He'd be in Ann Arbor.
I'm just saying.
Or Ohio State.
Nothing against him. I'm glad he's kicking in Division I football, but he wouldn't be kicking there if he could kick 50-yarders.
We're not that nice.
On the regular.
We're regularly not nice.
I'm not
nice.
Saying a kid on Miami of Ohio or any MAC team can't make a 50-yarder. I'm saying consistently make 50-yarders.
Carver High did say to me earlier tonight that it's a cheaper living standard and a better opportunity in Ohio in general than living here in New York City.
Pretty much anywhere.
So today I was driving tonight with Mafia.
Cleveland, Ohio? You talking about the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or maybe we go down to Kent to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know Superman was created in Cleveland?
Yeah, no, I know Superman was in Cleveland. You've told me that a number of times.
You ever seen Cuyahoga Sunset?
No.
Do you know Cleveland's great for the whole family?
Yes, 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 I do. You tell me that all the time.
So, I just think, you know, the drive-in, I saw the World Trade Center with Mafia, and I looked, and we were right underneath it, right? We were literally underneath it.
Yeah, and when you come to the Holland Tunnel, it's like right there, right to your left.
That's right. And you look up, and I was like...
It's like 10 blocks away tops.
But I said, look how little we are compared to that thing. Because you look at it, and it seems so... Like you could just grab it.
All those. Between that, the Empire State Building, when you're driving in, you're coming in from Jersey side or, you know, wherever you are, and you see them, and they don't look that big. And then when you get right up next to them or... And even within like half a mile, like, oh, geez.
All right, so let's talk, Carver High, about what really happened today. It's very important, I think, on a sports show to develop an early and accurate portrayal of who I'm going to be as an adult. So when I was a kid, I was rocking several features today. One, the Ryder Cup jacket. Did you see the post I made later this evening, like at around 6 o'clock maybe? 6:15, I dropped a bomb that I think the Ryder Cup
I did see this.
Team should hire me as a mascot or a leader of men because of that. Absolutely. I mean, can I just say it? Bitchin' sport coat I'm rocking. I mean, this thing is bitchin'. So you got to just check it out on Twitter.
John Daly would be proud.
I mean, honestly.
I'll retweet all of them on the Pharrell on the Bench account right now.
But what about? What about the – and that was Ryder Cup – and then what about the Arrowhead going to meet Hall of Famer Len Dawson, the rocking the plaid pants?
Those were some strong pants.
Bell bottoms.
Those were sweet.
Bobby Knight.
Yeah, those were sweet. Those pants you were rocking in that Arrowhead picture.
How about the older, like fifth, sixth grade shots of the disco cocaine collars I was rocking?
There's one when you're one here, too. You see the one when you're
one
years old?
I'm Angus Young. At one.
I personally enjoyed the turtleneck under the blazer look that you had going as the computer nerd.
I was a coke dealer.
You know, creepy guy look that you had going.
I like how you sent them all to Ron Cook, too. You sent him Ron Cook all the pictures.
Did you like that?
Here you go, Ron. Check out me at Arrowhead.
Do you remember when I told Ron Cook that I was going to send him all of the youth Pharrell photos that I had obtained yesterday? I told you about my father... sent me the youth, what is it called? Like a photo album.
Right, photo yes. album.
A photo album of my youth. So all of the pictures from birth, when I weighed 12 pounds, 8 ounces, to like all through grade school. And I am just, it is the funniest stuff you've ever seen.
And I know you got like Nordic blood repost. In you, but that haircut, really, like, were you auditioning for Vikings?
Bro, I was going to be Laird Hamilton. I was going to be a pro surfer with that dude.
That was not pro surfer
Listen,
look.
Screw you. I never liked you. Get lost. I had rocking Cali surfer hair, and I needed braces.
There comes a time in every friendship when you have to say, I never liked you. Get lost.
All right. So what did you think, Carver High, when you started seeing these pictures pop up today of my childhood?
I thought the Arrowhead one was the best just because those pants are just unbelievable.
You didn't think the Angus Young one-year-old Pittsburgh shot was – I mean, just I looked
mean,
like
– that's pretty good,
I like, looked like Little William in the Royal Family.
But I thought that the pants at Arrowhead was the top. But the blazer, I didn't really get to see it until just now. The blazer's a strong effort, too. The blazer's definitely a strong
The blazer effort. With the yellow, well, the mustard yellow turtleneck?
But he's the other one. He's talking about the plaid one. So the Bobby Knight plaid that I pimp in, the Ryder Cup one. Listen, Carver High, that's the kind of stuff that you bust out in Vegas.
Yeah.
I
always come ready to go.
I was ready on that shot at a young age, you can see there. What age was that with the Ryder Cup team, did it say?
Doesn't say here.
You can see it's a young, ripe age.
And I love how, like, in every one of those pictures, you're so dressed up and proper with the blazers and everything like that. And if we skip ahead, like, 3 to 5 years, I'm probably sure every picture after that was just, like AC/DC t-shirt, cigarette hanging out
right.
of your mouth. Like,
right.
it's completely opposite.
I mean, it really is funny, and it's weird. The one thing that my dad gave me, so, like, he's moving, right? And he's, like, whatever. I don't know how to say it. Old. So he's like done in his house, right?
Oh,
he's,
please.
He's done with the house and the whole deal, right? So he has all the sports memorabilia.
It is beautiful.
I'm talking about, like, you're talking about 1960s Mazeroski memorabilia and pictures from when they beat the Yankees. And then everything of 11, you know, 6 Super Bowls and 5 Stanley Cups.
Goals from everybody, like, and his brother here tonight.
All over the house. So a lot of it is like artwork. So we had I had these relatives, believe it or not, two of them. One of them played football at Missouri, who I told you the stories about. I saw him a couple weeks ago. I went and had breakfast with him. He was an artist, right? And then my grandfather in California was an artist. He was from Copenhagen, and he was an artist. That's what he did for a living. He painted murals and stuff, and whatever, like everything. He sold his artwork, and he was famous all over the world for doing art stuff. You know, like anything you can imagine. So he turned my wall of my bedroom once into Jan Stenerud kicking a field goal in the Super Bowl, and. That's how I ended up knowing the Kansas City Chiefs. I had a chance to go to Arrowhead in that outfit and meet Len Dawson when I was a little kid, and I got his autograph. So it was like I was literally like 7 years old, and that was like the greatest thing ever, right? Meanwhile, I was a Steeler fan. So I got all this memorabilia from my dad recently, allegedly, or it's in the process of coming to me now. Mm-hmm. It has been already secured, if you will. My sister got involved and did it, so... she went with people and took it all and brought it back east.
No fights about it, though.
No fights, but I was hoping for some fights because there's been plenty of them in the family and like every family. And hey, Mafia, by the way, I have won the battle. One other note, side note here. I have won the battle on Christmas.
Really?
I have won the battle.
Get out before
and that battle is?
The trees.
Pete, the battle is this. After 20 years of the same thing, like Groundhog's Day every year, at this overrated, same bad movie of like, it's literally, it's almost as bad as the kid with the gun and the, you know, remember the Christmas Story with the guy and he got the lamp in the mail and that was what he was excited about and mm-hmm. his turkey got eaten by all the dogs and the kid got shot in the eye. Yeah. I mean, my family, the same thing, no offense to anybody, but the same thing every year of my life, every year since I've known 34C. So all that's happened that's different is that I have kids. So the song remains the same with everyone else in the room. People, whether I like them or not, are there every year. People I like or not are drunk every year. People are not, I like them, they start talking smack every year. People are not, I like show up and I don't even know you, like you, and I'm going to put up with you. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So I finally said, I'm not doing that this year. I'm going to the Caribbean. Ah. You're either coming with me or you can sit around and mope with all these people all you want because I'm out of here. You're either with me or you're not. Screw Christmas. Let's go lay in the sun in the Caribbean, and we'll have like a, you know, short version Christmas. You know the deal. Like Hanukkah. You get all the gifts in 8 days. Isn't it something like that?
Yeah.
Christmas, it's all one day blowout.
One day.
But it's the same cheesy people, and I don't need it. Same thing with Thanksgiving. Yeah. Same day, same cook, same house, same people. People spitting all over the table, drunk, talking smack.
Falling asleep on the couch.
Worse than that, you don't even know. Mafia knows what happens in my house. It's like a bad movie. I got crazy people there. I got angry people there. I got chicks that don't like me there. Relatives that don't like me there. It is on. It takes 5 minutes for the fights to start. So I said, why don't we all just go to the Caribbean and we'll have like a fake Christmas down there. And then when we come back, you can have another fake Christmas. Like just a fake Christmas day. Have you ever had like a birthday on a Monday and instead you celebrate it on a Saturday?
Sure, all the time.
Why
it's got to work out.
Recreate Christmas this year, Pete. And I finally got them all to agree. You know how I did it?
How'd you do it?
I offered the mother-in-law to come with.
Wow.
So I'm buying her a vacation.
There you go.
I said, honey, you need a vacation. You're stressed out. And I don't really want to see your relatives at my house on Christmas.
Now,
we're out of here.
It cost you some extra money, but I think you feel good about yourself for doing it.
I think, Pete, you understand the idea, the value of a good deal.
Yes, yes.
So she had a good deal. Yes. We're going. I don't know when, where, how, but I've already made plans.
It's
but,
a boy dance party.
Oh, yeah. One gift for me. So in other words, everyone gets to give one special gift on a Caribbean Christmas. My gift will be that 34C and the kids have to get me all like 15 pairs of $200 basketball shoes. That's okay. One gift, same thing, but like 15 pairs.
Fair enough.
You know.
Fair enough.
And even if it's just pictures of them and they're still at home when I get home, 15 pictures of shoes that you've obtained for me, that would be one gift that was essential. Everyone else gets one primary gift. I get 15 because I'm the man.
And there you go.
How could I be the man when you're the man?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Larry Holder is with The Athletic, and he covers the Saints in New Orleans, and he's on the bench. Larry, how you been, buddy?
Good, Scott. Good talking to you again.
My man. So take me inside the Dez Bryant deal and how it all shook out.
Well, look, the Saints have kind of been internally discussing the possibility of adding him for a while now. Drew Brees even admitted that earlier today. And I don't think that they actually go visit this unless they felt like they needed, honestly, a bona fide number two receiver. And ever since Ted Ginn went on injured reserve, they've really lacked that. Even though they have Alvin Kamara, who's been a big passing option within that offense, of course, he's a running back, so he's not going to be, say, on the field as much as, say, Michael Thomas. So I feel like that was part of the reason. And just even down the line, at some point, teams are going to try to really take away Michael Thomas. And if that's the case, if you have someone like Dez Bryant with his issues and all, you still got to pay attention to him. So I feel like that's probably the scenario they went through. And, oh, by the way, they're 7-1. Drew Brees is 39 years old. They're all in to win a Super Bowl right now, and they're going to try to do everything humanly possible to make that happen.
Good for them. But look at this guy, 69 catches, 838 yards, 6 TDs last season at Dallas. And you wrote about it, nothing to scoff at. It was a great article today. And, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I think he's going to do great for him. And then I also think when they play the Cowboys in Jerry's World in a couple of weeks, he's going to light them up too.
Well, I'll just put it to you this way. Even mild-mannered Ben Watson played his old team against the Ravens a couple weeks ago. They got him a touchdown. Mild-mannered Teddy Bridgewater, who never sees the field ever, actually got on the field against the Vikings, his old team. And Drew Brees, Taysom Hill, and Teddy Bridgewater were all on the play. So Sean Payton's going to do something to get Dez Bryant in the end zone for that game. But, yeah, it's not like he's not capable of still playing in the league. I think that's one thing that people have to understand. But it's the baggage. And why would you want to try to rock the boat? And it's really a risk-reward thing. I wrote him in my column. Look, this could be a piece where, wow, we're talking about the final piece to win a Super Bowl. We could say, oh, my gosh, this kind of blew things up. Or if they doesn't really pan out and they move on quickly, he could become Adrian Peterson like last year and you forgot he even really played with him.
I mean, think about this, Larry Holder. He actually, you know, these guys that have that baggage you're talking about or that rap and that, you know, following and the media and people are enamored with everything they do and they, you know, rip him a lot and he's controversial and he – you know, will criticize the team, the coaches, other players, and have temper tantrums, things of this nature. But don't you think that at some point or another after you get, you know, basically tossed to the garbage can by the Cowboys, that he realizes that his days of that are few and far between now? He doesn't have room to play games anymore in his career, and that he might actually change all of that nonsense for once in his life and just focus on being a great receiver and a pro, and then maybe he could latch on here even for more than just this season and you know, impress people. Like, a lot of people thought I was crazy, that I could never be on this network and do clean radio after the filthy stuff I was doing at Howard Stern. I said, it'll never work. And then I did it. You just have to do what you have to do. Don't you think the guy just can go and do what he has to do?
Scott, I just think you keep the soap by you. So when you get real close to getting dirty, you wash it off real quick. I don't know if Dez Bryant has the ability to do that. And I'll just go back to just even the reporting by Adam Schefter of ESPN when the deal went down. The first thing he reported was that Dez Bryant wants to prove he still has it and hit free agency this offseason. And, oh, by the way, he's doing it on a contender, and that's sort of a motivation, too. He's him. Like, that's Dez Bryant. So I need to see it to believe it, if he's not going to be a me guy. And if he becomes a me guy, it'll be like adios guy. I mean, the Saints don't necessarily need him. I mean, they've been playing well without him. I mean, they've won 7 games in a row, and their offense is one of the best in the league, as always. And so do they really need him when push comes to shove? No. But do they think he could be a piece of the puzzle? Yeah, so I'm not sold he's that guy. I mean, I need to see it to believe it.
Larry Holder with The Athletic in New Orleans. You know, you said Demario Davis is the best new guy on the scene for the Saints and that Cameron Meredith is the most disappointing and worst newcomer. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, Cam Meredith, the fact that he's the worst newcomer on the team is why Des Bryant is on the team. And they thought he would be able to come in. Look, he missed all of last year with a really bad knee injury in Chicago. Chicago let him walk as a restricted free agent. The Saints kind of pried him away. And Cam Meredith, and oh, by the way, on the injury report today, magically appears Cam Meredith with a knee injury. Oh, I can't believe it. So it could, you know, that's a precursor to who knows what could happen when Des Bryant officially signs the bottom line. So I think that's part of it. But as far as Demario Davis, like, it's the first really legitimate linebacker I feel like the Saints have had on their roster. I mean, I could go back to maybe Curtis Lofton back, say, in 2013, or back to Jonathan Vilma. I mean, they really had some turnover at linebacker, and I feel like Demario Davis, you look at the Saints' defense, they're the best rushing defense in the NFL, and I feel like he's been a really big part of that. And so, you know, they've gotten that right there. But look, the Cam Meredith thing, that's why they are in the position they are where they had to go get Des Bryant.
So Larry Holder with us, Athletic. Do you think they're going to actually finish the deal and go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, boy. I have made the bold claim after they beat the Rams that they're the best team in the NFL. So I guess I can't back down from that now, but I feel like the resume they have, I thought they'd have a hiccup at some point at Baltimore. You know, you go to Minnesota, then you host the Rams. Oh, what did they do? They win all of those games. And so I think there's a clear Final Four in the NFL, and it's New England, Kansas City in the AFC, Los Angeles and the Saints in the NFC. And I don't care where the NFC championship game is played. If it's in the Dome, obviously the Saints have an advantage. If it's in the Coliseum, Saints fans will go and take that place over. We saw Green Bay fans do it. Saints fans will absolutely go take that Coliseum over. So I don't think it's as big of a deal. So I think it's talented. Look, I covered them when they won the Super Bowl. I covered them when their team was actually better in 2011 than the Super Bowl team, and they fell short in San Francisco. This team is flawed, but I feel like the top four teams are flawed. But I think the Saints have every possible reason to believe that they can go get it done and jab it in Atlanta fans and win the Super Bowl in Atlanta. I'm sure Saints fans would love that.
I got 90 seconds respectfully. Tell me what you think of their game in the jungle on Sunday against the Bengals, how that'll play out.
Yeah, I think even though the temperatures are going to be a little brisk for the Saints' liking, they've proven they can win on the road all this year. The only game they lost was at home, week one, to Fitzmagic, and they've obviously gotten over that. No A.J. Green for the Bengals is certainly going to be an advantage for the Saints. It frees up Marshawn Lattimore to get some things done. So I'm confident that the Saints are going to go in there, keep it 8 in a row, go beat the Bengals, and then come back home for a 3:25 kickoff the following week and face the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, who I think they can go beat those guys too. And I wouldn't have said that with a lot of confidence maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks ago.
Do you think how about those two games they still have with the Panthers there and then home to end the season on like the 30th of December? How about those two?
Yeah, it goes Carolina, Pittsburgh, Carolina. So what a way to end the season for the Saints. But and the schedule makers did that by design, I'm sure. But it's certainly that's why I feel like the Saints, there's no letdown that they can have because Carolina's right on their heels. So they know every game matters. And, look, you know, it's going to be a wild finish. Both teams can easily make the playoffs. But, yeah, it's going to be a wild finish, which in a division, the NFC South, that's been very good, especially last year and the past few years.
I think it's going to be incredible. I think Carolina has a shot. I think they do have a shot to catch them. I think everybody's got the Saints already destined for the Super Bowl. I don't doubt their ability and their skill. I took them to beat the Rams on the money line and the spread. I think they're fantastic. But I think the Panthers are a good football team as well, and Cam Newton and Funchess and McCaffrey and Kuechly and that defense. And, I mean, Cam Newton's unbelievable. Can't wait to see you guys play them twice at the end of the season. I think it's going to be fantastic. Larry, great stuff. Always like your work in The Athletic. Always like on the bench as well, talking about the Saints. Good luck in Cincy this weekend.
All right, Scott. Talk to you down the line, buddy. Take
all right.
Care.
Larry Holder covers the Saints for The Athletic. Carver High, I hand it off to you. The Saints, do they win in Cincinnati, cover the four, and do they go to the Super Bowl, or will Carolina catch them?
Yes, 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 and no.
Wait, what?
Yes, they beat Cincinnati. Yes, they go to the Super Bowl. Yes, they cover the spread. No, Carolina will not catch them.
Oh, Mafia, do you think Carolina, at one game back in a win column, one game back in a loss column, can catch them when they play them twice?
Playing them twice still late in the season is definitely going to give them advantage and the possibility of doing it, but still I don't think that they're going to. I think the Saints are just playing too great right now, and the Panthers have some other games here or there where they could trip up. You know, if they take the Bucs too easy or the Seahawks, maybe the Falcons. So I think they're going to lose another one along the line.
The Panthers and Saints will play for the division title on the last Sunday of the NFL season.
That'll be awesome.
It'll come down to that game because I think they'll beat them in Charlotte, and then they play him in New Orleans to end the season. And that game will be for all the marbles and Tostitos with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.